Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Talking everything St. Louis Blues as we head into the Blues Booth. Presented by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, a proud partner of your St. Louis Blues. Find your perfect new floor at our four convenient locations and online at BoardwalkHardwood.com.
Fall in overtime to the Vegas Golden Knights last night at Enterprise Center. And, of course, John Kelly had the call on Bally Sports. And JK joins us now, as he does every Taco Tuesday here on 101 ESPN. Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Eddie, how are you?
Good. Kind of a disappointing way to have that finish. It would have been nice to have Buchnevich score on the penalty shot. But there didn't seem to be an awful lot of there for the Blues until the third period either.
No, Vegas really did a good job of shutting the Blues down. We talked a lot during the broadcast of those are listening, watch the game, but Vegas is a big team. Their defense alone averages about 6'3", 215. They have no defenseman smaller than 6'2". So it was a challenge for the Blues to get to the inside in the first couple of periods. In the third period, they got to their game. They outplayed Vegas, obviously tied the game. Really could have won it down the stretch. They had some really good chances. And then a golden opportunity, as you said, in overtime on the penalty shot from Buchnevich. And that's such a big swing, Randy. Obviously, if you score that goal, you're only 3 points back. Instead, now you're five back. So a lot of pressure, obviously, on a player. Buchnevich has had some trouble scoring goals lately. He's playing well, picking up a lot of assists. I thought he had a good shot. But Thompson just made a good glove save, and then, you know, seconds later they score the winning goal. But I think you have to give the Blues high marks for fighting back against a team that is built to win. They're a championship-caliber team, and I think the Blues showed a lot of character coming back and getting a point, but it was certainly disappointing not to get two.
I kind of think that if I'm in the situation where I can go 4-on-3 or have one shot with a penalty shot, I might rather take the 4-on-3, John.
You know, I've thought about that, and I don't disagree. Certainly a 4-on-3 is more advantageous than a 5-on-4 simply because there are fewer defenders and there's more ice. So, but it's not like you get that option, obviously. So, yeah, you know, you have about, I would say off the top of my head, about a 30% chance of scoring in a penalty shot, maybe 25. And, you know, the Blues power play is under 20%. So I guess, according to the math and the stats, you're better off taking the penalty
That's
shot.
That's a good point.
So, and don't forget, Jake Neighbors missed on a penalty shot against Nashville in that pivotal game a couple months ago. So it's not easy when, you know, it's way different than the shootout when there's not the pressure of just one guy shooting. This is a way different animal, I think, with the penalty shot.
JK, we were discussing this earlier, and I want to get your take on this. What did you think of Drew Bannister's decision to go with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen?
Well, I like the theory in that you get your top players on the ice more often. And it certainly worked in Minnesota when they cut back to 11 forwards. Bolduc didn't play in the third period. So you're getting the likes of Shen and Kyrou and those people on the ice more. But the risk is what happened last night is you lose a player. And they lost Saad for half the first period, and then, of course, they lose Sundquist for half the game. So then you're down to 10 forwards. But having said that, they played really well in the third period. So, you know, I don't think it was a case of wear and tear and not having 12 forwards. They played better in the third period. So in theory, it's fine, but it is a risk because of those reasons.
All right, JK, putting you on the spot. You ready?
I'm ready, Danny.
Okay.
the chances of the Blues to make the playoffs. We have a lot of folks that listen in because this is the home of the Blues, and we do a lot of Blues coverage. Just how do you feel about the Blues potentially making the playoffs? We know they're mathematically alive, but I want John Kelly's gut feeling. What do you think?
Well, I think they have a shot, and I think obviously the next week is going to determine. Unfortunately, Dan, as you know, is now they don't control their destiny. They need help. Now, having said that, Vegas has a very tough schedule. Starting last night, they have 7 of 8 on the road. They're in Nashville tonight. Then they go to Winnipeg in Minnesota. They come home for one, and then they go back out for 3 more. So they've got to lose some games here. At the same time, the Blues have 6 games left against teams not in the playoffs. So they have some winnable games, but they have tough games as well. I mean, next Monday they host Edmonton. Then they have to go to Nashville. So those are 2 really hard games back-to-back. And then later in the season, they have Carolina at home, obviously a very good team. So the bottom line is they need some help. You know, what are the odds? I don't know. I'm not an odds maker. I really think if they would have won last night and got within 2, I think it would have been at least 50-50. And obviously now 5 back, it's not nearly, you know, at 50%. I would say closer to 25%. But 25% is better than nothing, and they have a fighting shot, and they've played really well. So we'll see what happens. But again, now they need Vegas to lose some games here, or L.A. for that matter, to lose a lot of games. L.A. won last night against Vancouver. So they're not out of it, but they're going to have to continue to play really well and probably win 8 of their remaining games. I would say 8 of 10, and they get some help from Vegas or L.A.
And you have Jordan Binnington, and at any point in time, a goaltender can steal you some games, and I'm sure that's part of the thought process for you is that, hey, this combination has a chance to steal you some games and maybe keep you alive.
And last night's game, Dan, was a prime example. I mean, the score really should have been at least 3-0 after 2, if not more. Binnington was amazing. Just a sensational game again to keep it 1-0, allows you to get back in the game. And, you know, again, Vegas is a really good defensive team. I mentioned on the broadcast last night, in their previous game, they held the Columbus Blue Jackets' top line of Goodrow and Jenner and Nylander not only shotless, but that line did not have a shot attempt in the game. That's amazing for a top line not to have an attempt. So that's how good they are. Obviously, the Blues are a way better team than Columbus, but my point is it's not easy to get on the inside against the Vegas Golden Knights. But you're right. To get back to your point, with Binnington and Joel Hofer, the Blues certainly have a chance to win every single night. But again, I think they have to win 8 of 10 down the stretch. We'll see.
John Kelly, thanks so much for the time this morning. We do appreciate it, and we will be tuned in on Thursday night when the Blues take on the Flames.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. That's John Kelly, TV voice of the Blues here on 101 ESPN.